Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I just got the message, Shannon, that you are not on the call. I am on the call. So, hi, everyone. Shannon will be joining us in just a second. She's having some technical difficulties. So, until she gets here, I will just talk to you all about my crazy life right now. Some of you might have seen some pictures on Facebook, but we just got two new cats recently. One is a 5.5-year-old orange tabby who is very friendly. And then we just got about a week or so ago a little 9-week-old black cat who is a terror. And it's been an interesting week, to say the least. And Shannon should be here now. So
I'm here!
Yay!
It spit me out twice!
Oh my gosh. Well, I was just talking about my crazy week with these two insane cats that I have who went from completely hating each other and hissing, well, the older one was hissing like crazy and had nothing to do with the little one, and I was smart and bought some organic catnip and rubbed it all over the scratch post, and then they became friends, and now
nice.
Today they're, like, cuddling in bed together.
Aww. That's fantastic.
Except we're still not getting sleep at night because the little one can't jump onto our bed, so he claws up the side of the bed and thinks it's playtime. Like, we move and he's trying to
pounce.
Like, yeah, he pounces all over our feet and our arms, and then he, like, burrows under the blanket and then chases his tail, so my husband's back is all scratched up.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's been a crazy week.
Well, today, we've been up a lot in the night last night, and then my 8-year-old had an earache, and so I've been up since 4 with him. Poor guy, but he's better. I have to tell you, everybody, a rose quartz took away the pain. He held it, and
awesome.
It took it away. It was awesome. And so I had a parent workshop to go to today, and it's just down the road at my hall. Community hall, and I wanted to support them because there's not a lot of stuff that goes on, but they're trying to get stuff. So I took him with me because kids could come, and he got to build a birdhouse and have fun. Anyways, he felt better and wanted to go to school, so at lunchtime I took him, and as I'm driving past my house to take him to school, I see a calf out in the pasture where calves aren't supposed to be because they all moved to the other side of the ranch. I'm like, I hope there's some mama cows out there. Thought that's interesting. I'll have to check on that later, but I had to go back to the workshop, so I couldn't right away, and it was really, really sunny, and I really wanted to go catch my horse. But I was a good girl, and I went back. So then when my husband got home and the kids got home, we went and looked, and there was this little baby calf, and it's one of the twins, so it was actually Daffy. And apparently he didn't go with the rest of the cows yesterday when they went to the other side of the ranch to a new pasture with fresh grass. So we had to try to convince him he wanted to go. Yeah. He didn't really think that was the best plan. So, of course, the kids and I stay in the bale truck. And I love my bale truck. That's Bessie. And my husband Brent had to walk and chase the calf. And it kind of got a little crazy because the calf ran. So then I said to Brent when we got close to the house that maybe he should go catch a horse. And so he thought, great idea. And then the horses took off running and raced around and around and around and around. Now, I tried to chase the calf myself and have my 8-year-old drive the bale truck because it's a standard and you can just put it in low and he just creeps along. But that didn't work. The calf went racing the other way.
Oh my God.
But then I saw the horses running, and I may not be able to whisper.
Uh-oh. I lost you. think Shannon might be having difficulties, and she's kicked out again. Well, I don't have any more zany cat stories to tell you.
And I don't want to get too far into topic before she comes back, because I want to finish and hear about the little cat story.
Well, I know tonight, I'll just tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about judging and being judged and the energy it carries with it. And I don't know. I know Shannon had said that the word judgy has a heavy energy, and I tend to agree with that because I try to keep myself in check when I talk about somebody or something or a situation. I try to make sure that I'm not being judgy or coming from a harsh place. And Shannon is now back, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm going to let her finish her story, and then we'll go back into the judging stuff.
You know what? We got the calf in. There was some pasture words said. I had to swear at the horses, but we're all good.
Some pasture words? Mama.
Yeah, there was pasture words. Lots of them. Apparently, I'm not supposed to tell this story. I'll write it as a blog instead. So let's go to being judgy.
Well, I had talked a little bit about how you said the word judgy is heavy, and that I agree with you. And that I
like the word discerning.
That has a much lighter energy to it, for sure.
But what's fascinating when I was doing all this research, where I thought I was being judgmental, I'm actually not. I'm being opinionated. But It seems that judgmental is when you make a blanket conclusion that's not really based on anything but one little piece, right?
Right.
Like, what was some of the examples?
Well, I have an example, so tell me if this is judgmental or opinionated.
Okay.
So let's say the place I work. I've run into a lot of judgmental people and energy, and a lot of times the newer people who are new to the company, and then they get trained, and if they don't pick up and work as quickly as those of us that have been there a while, a lot of times you'll hear the comments of, oh my gosh, they don't know this already, they're so dumb. So
yes.
That would be judgmental, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well, because when I was reading the information, it seems like if you put in the word therefore, if the word therefore fits in between the sentences, then it's judgmental, right? And you could put, therefore, they're all dumb, right?
Right.
I like that.
So it's like when you make that,
there,
if you make that, like, generalization or assumption as to why that is the case or the opinion or whatever, that's where the judgment comes in, right?
Right. And also, when they're saying that, they're saying it not to be critical. They're not saying it to help anybody or to make an observation with the intention of helping anybody or just stating an opinion. They're being critical, correct?
Correct.
See, that
very good,
I would say is judgmental.
Yes, I would agree.
See, I thought I was really judgmental, but I'm actually more opinionated. That's good. I still judge,
probably,
though. I don't deny that.
I'm opinionated, too. I can feel that.
And I could see where, yeah, I was judgmental. So should we talk about what prompted this show?
We can.
Your energy just went a little heavy there.
Because it was a little nuts that day.
Yeah. So when Virginia and I were getting ready for the Heavenly Helper show, she put on her wall about it and got a comment that was judgmental. And I don't know if I read it before she did, but I messaged her saying that it was there before she had said something to me. And, of course, once I read it, I felt attacked because it was about the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately wanted to go in and say a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't.
And you did see it before I did. And then I went and finally saw the comment, and I saw your response too, which I thought was very, very good and very funny. Very funny, Shannon.
Well, what happened is I messaged Virginia saying, I don't like it. I really want to say something, but I'll be good. Before she could reply to me, I had to go say something. I will tell you what I said, and we don't have to
tell
you.
Well, let me tell them what the comment was that prompted it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I just did the simple, like I do. Anyone who's friends with me on Facebook sees that I post a little link for the show every week. And so two Mondays ago, I posted a link for the Heavenly Helper show. I have a couple of friends that are very religious, and I don't knock them for it, you know, to each his own. And I just stray from any postings that they make because they don't fit with me. However, the man obviously has a different opinion on that, because when I posted, if you guys don't remember, Heavenly Helpers was about spirit guides and angels and connecting with a spirit guide. And so this is the very first response within minutes. He says, Virginia, that is not how angels operate. They are messengers from God and warriors, but not beings to try and contact. Spirit guides aren't from God or heaven. They are nothing more than demons disguising themselves as such. I don't mean this in a harsh way at all. You have always respected my beliefs, and I think you are awesome. As a friend, though, out of a concerned heart, I should warn you, this is dangerous stuff. I have done research into these things, even dealt with someone controlled by demons themselves. I am not an expert, but God has taught me enough about some areas. No matter how beautiful or amazing your spirit guide may seem, it is a trap and a demon. I can promise you that. Promises in capital letters. Just know, Jesus would love nothing more than to show you the truth about this stuff. Try asking him if you will. No matter what you decide, we are still buds. Please remember, I am in no way meaning this in a mean or derogatory way, just trying to be a friend. I didn't take it that way.
Me either. After we calmed down a little bit, because that felt like we were being judged harshly.
Mm-hmm.
And told what the truth was. So,
which, in
my
opinion, before you even get into your response, in my opinion, everyone has their own truth. So for him to say that his truth needs to be mine, just I feel was uncalled for and unnecessary.
Right. I agree.
So what was your lovely response?
I said, I am sad to hear that you have interacted with such negative energies. It is fantastic that you have Jesus to guide you in such situations. I personally vibrate at a level of energy that I do not attract negative energies or entities, so I cannot comment on your experiences. I am very glad that while you may share your own opinion, you are willing to respect others' beliefs that may differ from your own. I am looking forward to the radio show tonight, Virginia. Reverend Shannon.
And that made me laugh so hard that you signed it, Reverend Shannon.
Okay, I get to use it.
That was the best part of it.
since you know, I can tell all you guys. When I was writing it, to let him know what the proper way for him to go about this would be, to see if he would, you know, realize it or not. I was very polite, but I did let him know that maybe what his truth is not our truth,
mm-hmm.
and maybe there are other possibilities, but we can all be respectful about it, right?
Right, and that was kind of the place I tried to come from when I responded, which he did respond to you saying, the truth of the matter is the, quote, positive entities that you are encountering are disguising themselves as that. Satan himself comes as an angel of light. Thank you, Shannon, for being respectful also. I'm simply trying to look out for you guys. Have a good one. By this time, I had come in, seen the post, got a little shaky because my adrenaline started pumping, and then just went into, I got to stop this mode. So my response was, we can respectfully agree to disagree on this one. I'm sorry that you've had negative experiences, and I appreciate you acting out of concern. However, I must express to you that I don't dabble in anything that deals with negativity. I don't beckon or contact angels. Angels have always been around and in my life as positive beings.
This can also be said for spirit guides. Did you know Jesus himself is a guide to many people? Like Shannon, I also vibrate and work at a higher level of energy. Negative beings, forces, or entities are not allowed in any area of my life. How do I know? Because I'm in control of who and what is around me, which includes spirit guides and angels. Therefore, if something negative or demonic, as you put it, was trying to disguise itself, its energy is virtually stopped at the door. I am a spiritual, not religious person. However, I work with, not worship, God, Jesus, archangels, and angels. I don't believe in the devil or hell. To me, believing in such negative forces invites negative forces into your world, so they don't exist in mine. None of this is a belief that I took on because someone else preached it to me, or because a couple of other friends think it's cool, so I decided to jump on board, or because some famous person said it, or anything of that nature. I firmly believe what I believe because I've lived and experienced it all. Like all things in life, you have to take what resonates with you and leave the rest. If none of this resonates with you, then leave it. I'm not asking you or anyone else to believe what I believe. And then I don't have his response in front of me, but at that point, I think he felt a little attacked because he said, well, if this is applied to me, I don't believe in God because my friends do. And I wasn't implying that. I was just saying that for me personally, this is where I was coming from. So I obviously hit a sore spot or an insecurity somewhere with him unintentionally. And I have to say that I had a whole other response typed out too that I sent to Shannon just to get it off my chest because I was I became judgmental at that point, bringing up aspects that I know about his life that are questionable and contradictory to what he was trying to kind of preach to me in his comments.
Yes.
But knowing the source of where it was coming from and Shannon's smart guidance, I did not post it.
Well, yeah, because, and you know what? It would have been really easy for us to start going down that road, right?
Right.
When you feel like someone has judged you, it's easy to, like, throw it back at them.
Right. You want to lash out and lash back.
Yeah.
And then when someone hits you, you want to hit back. And you want it to hurt worse than their hit hurt you.
Right. Because I guess a part of us just is in that reactionary state where we're not thinking properly.
Mm-hmm.
We're just reacting.
It's the fight or flight. And when you're attacked,
yes,
generally we fight. We
yes
fight back, especially when it's your beliefs or your core or something very dear to you or to the core of you or to the basis of your being and existence is attacked, you lash out and you want to fight back.
Yes.
But you have to fight smart, not hard.
Right. And look at our own stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did trigger us, and so we get a chance to look at, oh, well, why? Is there still some part of us that still wants to, I don't know, stay in the closet? I don't know. I know Virginia and I were actually just talking about this before the show. I don't do it as much now, but I still do it, where I'm really careful who I let know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is because I don't want to make them uncomfortable. Part of it is I'm worried that I'll be judged. And then it kind of becomes awkward or the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm. And I have the same issue. More and more people are finding out because I kind of put the energy out there that, you know, I don't want to hide anymore, but I'm also not going to scream from the mountaintops who I am and what I do. And,
right.
Pete, I put it out there that whoever's supposed to know will know, and that'll be that. And if they come to me with a question, then I'll answer it. But otherwise, I'm not going to anyone telling anyone anything. I really liken being psychic to being gay in the sense that you have to come out in some fashion. You don't have to, but there's a coming out phase
right
at some point in your life that you can go through, right? And, you know, if I have an uncle who is gay, who is very, very dear to my heart and I'm very close to, and, you know, I sit and think if people judge him,
that's so terrible. You know what I mean? Like, and
right.
and he shouldn't have to go to walk up and say, hi, my name is such and such, and I'm gay. So why would I walk up to someone and say, hi, my name is Virginia, and I'm psychic? Like, that's not necessary.
True.
You know? Because
that's
it's
right.
not, it's not, it doesn't make up who I am.
It's a piece
it's
of
what
you.
I do. Right. It's
right.
a piece. Exactly. So I don't. I put the energy out there that it is what it is. Whoever's supposed to know will know. But I work in a very judgmental environment, and so when people at work start asking questions, I get all flustered and I like mutter and I stumble my words and I slur my words. And you would think I was drunk or something.
Yes.
I don't
well, you're nervous.
Answer. Right. Like I don't. And I. So I feel like I'm conflicting the energies that I'm trying to put out there, but I get it, you know, like you don't, I think a part of me is still a little nervous or scared about being judged for
yes.
what I do.
Yes.
But it'll go away
yes.
soon, right?
It does. It really does. 'Cause you know, 2 years ago, like when my kids started school here, I was really quiet about it, and now I know everybody at the school knows because they all know I have a radio show. I mean, I'm pretty much as out there as I'm ever going to get, and the beautiful part about now is it's not even an issue. I don't even worry when I walk into school, which I used to, if someone was going to know or not, or if my kids would, you know, be treated differently because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just trust and accept that it's all good, but you know what? It's me. Right? I'm putting out the energy that I'm good with it, so that's what I get back. Before,
right, right.
when I was nervous or worried, I would get some of that back. Oh, and by the way, I'm pretty sure I had to run around the pasture today because a couple days ago I put on some jeans that were a little snug, and I thought, oh, too bad Zumba class is over. I could use some exercise. Guess what? I got it today. Yes.
Well, and I'm when we're talking about the worries that people are still going to judge us, you know, I think a lot of it, like you said, it's okay now, and everyone pretty much knows, and you don't have
yes.
any issues anymore, and you kind of walk around and walk into the school with your head held high, like
yes.
So a lot of times, or especially in my case right now, and probably in yours. 2 years ago, it's our own insecurities coming out.
Yes.
It's not necessarily other people judging us. It's us being
no.
insecure and projecting
yes.
that insecurity out and thinking they're going to judge us, even though they might not necessarily judge us.
Exactly. And it's to do with our self-esteem. Now that we're, you know, now that I've worked it all out inside of myself, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You got spit out of the chat room, in case you're wondering why you're not in there.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, it shows me. I'm still in here, so let me...
Oh, it shows I don't see Virginia in the chat room.
You know what? My screen is frozen. What is happening?
There's weird, funky stuff going on, but we have a caller. Should we
okay.
click on the caller and see what happens? I hope I don't lose them. But see, now I stopped talking about ranching stories and talking about judging. I haven't been spit out, so there we go. Well, let's go. I clicked. Let's see what happens. Hello. Oh, and the caller's gone. I shouldn't have said anything.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe we're being attacked.
Maybe we're being judged. No. It's just weird. Weird. Oh, it was Crystal. Was it you calling? Or is it her? It's her in the chat room. Cool. Okay. I love what... Here's Crystal's motto. I don't know if you probably can't see it because you got spit out of the chat room, Virginia.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back.
Some don't like it. Okay. Sorry. Her motto is, some don't like it when you shove your awesomeness up their butt, but don't let them shove their judgment up yours.
Nice.
Very nice.
And that's true, though. A lot of people don't like it. When you are happy and you are doing something good, or you're being successful, and you're feeling
yep.
confident, and you're feeling that awesomeness, they don't. There are so many pessimistic people that don't like it.
Yes. Yes. So true.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, there's a place where I judge. If someone's doing really, really well, and I want to know how they're doing it, and I can't figure out, and I get irritated and agitated about it, I will try to find a story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they must have someone with money backing them up, because how can they be doing that? Or
right.
they
or,
must be in a lot of debt. And see,
mm-hmm.
that I think is being very judgmental, because my intention isn't, it was at the beginning to understand how they're doing it, so maybe I could model it and learn something, and then when I couldn't figure it out, I got mad. And
mm-hmm.
I got cranky. I would say that's judgmental.
And I think I've had... I'm back in the room. I think I've had some similar issues where, you know, and I've talked to my husband about it, and I think I did have, you know, a minor little breakdown regarding it, but, you know, there's people that we encounter or that we see or that we know or that we whatever, and they're doing well for themselves in certain aspects. And I sit and wonder why, what is so good about them and not me? I can do the same thing they do. So what difference or do they have that I don't? Like, do they have connections that they're utilizing? And how is that fair then if they have connections and I don't? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
that's exactly what I do.
So
yeah.
I had to, you know, I had a little breakdown and lost it a little bit and had to realize, you know, and it took him even saying to me, you know, there is no difference and you're just as good as they are, you know, and then it kind of hit me like, this is all my own insecurity. This is all
yes.
coming from me. It has nothing to do with them. And I'm projecting that onto them. Like, it has nothing to do with them. It's just me.
Yep.
It's not my fault they have good connections. Or it's not their fault. Their fault they have a good connection.
Or they saw an opportunity and took it, because what if it was my fear that prevented me from taking the same opportunity? Why am I getting cranky at them because they recognized and took it?
Right, exactly.
That's where I get judgmental. And I'm going to call it judgmental because it's a heavy energy, and I wish I would stop doing that.
I'm fine.
Of course,
that
we can create a whole good story. Yeah.
We can be each other's support group.
Okay,
support
perfect. Perfect. Susan says, what irritates her is someone that does well at her own expense. So you mean that someone that does well at your expense, when they kind of stepped on you or used you
to get ahead.
Oh, yeah, because that, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's not fair.
Someone that, yeah. I can talk about this because I had an incident. I had someone who was a friend, and I helped her with a lot of stuff and build a lot of stuff, and then for some reason we became not friends, and I wasn't really sure why. And we waited a few months, and I decided, you know, I need to know if we're friends or we're not. And so I had a lunch date with her, and just some of the things she said were so not in alignment with me and how I live my life. I thought, okay, apparently something's gone on or something's changed. Well, then I find out later it's because she's modeled a lot of her stuff after mine.
After you.
So, I'm going to call it modeling and take it as a compliment because there's nothing I can do about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before I took it as modeling and a compliment, it was copying, and I was not happy. Because it felt like I had done all the groundwork, legwork.
And she just
took
and ran.
Yes. Which is ridiculous of me when I'm in a good space, because copying, you can model after somebody else and take what works for you and leave the rest. Because
mm-hmm.
when I first started, I did model after somebody. Actually, though, this is really interesting. When this happened, I thought about my own life and where I'd done that, and I sent that person a really nice email saying, I want to thank you. I don't know if I ever did, because I modeled it after you until I found my own way. And mm-hmm. she was thrilled. And then you know what? I could look at this other situation as modeling and say, that's okay, because it's never going to work for her the way it's worked for me, simply because it's not her own stuff.
And simply, and also because she didn't put all of the energy of the hard work behind it into it like you did. So you're going to have
right.
two completely different outcomes. Like, yeah, she might be successful for a short period of time, but, and I say short period of time because how long can your success live if you haven't put that much time into it yourself?
Well, exactly. And the fact is I'm psychic and I can go know stuff. So I do know how it's working. Oops.
Hey, that happens. We don't have to tell people our secrets.
Well, and because she jumps from thing to thing to thing, right? So it's not just me that she was modeling. It's a bunch of people. But, you know, it is irritating when you build something. Yeah. Or even, like, Susan, it sounds like they built something together and then they went on. But, you know, it'll go back to karma, right?
Yeah. I agree with that.
It might work for a while, but then it probably won't anymore. And then they'll find someone else to model or to start a partnership with, because they can't do it themselves.
And I think, like you had said, you would, you know, send the email or letter or whatever to the friend who you had modeled something after.
Yes.
Like, I think that says a lot when we are able to stand up and say, hey, you know, I wasn't sure how to do this, and I got this idea from you, and I thank you for it. Or to say, just to give credit where credit is due, basically, you know?
Yes. And you know what? If this other person did that, I would be so fine with everything.
Right, because you're getting your due credit and,
yep.
and your deserved credit.
Because the other way, it feels a bit sneaky, right?
Exactly. And, like, I think today alone, I said something to you earlier that I have you to thank for a couple of things going on right now, you know, a couple of insecurities that I have or that I've had to overcome and having to step out of my comfort zone. And you may not realize it, but you played a really big and integral in whatever that word is. I can't even speak right now. You played a big part in that, and you know, and you may not realize it, but
aww.
You did. And so I try to give credit where credit's due. You know what I mean?
Yes, you did. You sent me a nice message today. Well, then it changes the energy when you can say that to somebody.
It does, because then it doesn't give you the opportunity to say, oh my gosh, they're copying off me, and why are they doing this? Because they've already let you know, hey, I'm doing this, and
right, because it's out there.
Right, right, and it's not an elephant in the room.
Right. And
so,
I'm naturally curious, so I do go look at things. I do. You ever need an online private detective? You call me. I can find things online that nobody else can. I am good.
I've been telling the kitten all week, obviously you didn't get the memo about the story, the one where curiosity killed the cat, because this kitten goes into everything to check it out.
Well, don't be saying that, because, yeah, I'm very curious.
But that's what it reminded me of when you said you were curious.
Susan says in the chat room, let go and let God. Absolutely. I agree completely. It's hard, though. But you know what? The gift in it all is that you get to see yourself. You get
mm-hmm.
to see some of those shadow sides of ourselves that we might ignore or pretend we don't have.
Mm-hmm. Or aren't very comfortable with.
Right. But you get to sit in it and say, oh, okay. Well, obviously this is really bothering me. Why would that be? And I could have chose to say, oh, it's just because she's copying me and blah, 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 instead of saying, okay, why does that bother me? I should take it as a compliment that I've inspired her to do all of this, correct?
Right. And then
yeah.
you sit back and
realized that I was probably feeling some guilt that I did not acknowledge, or if I did, I don't remember the other person. So once doing that, I released a bunch of energies. Letting yourself get messy and living in the messy part of you to get rid of it, it's a priceless lesson, sometimes painful.
I agree. But I think it's so helpful to recognize that within ourselves and to see, you know, we're feeling this way for a reason. It's coming from somewhere. And what can I do to overcome it?
That's right.
Or get past it or not dwell in it or be in it.
But I think it's so important to just recognize it, you know?
Be aware.
Right. So you were saying, and I said this earlier when we were having all the technical difficulties, that the energy of the word judging is heavy and that you like
yes.
to substitute discerning.
For some
instead
stuff,
of
yep.
judging.
Yes, I do. Because when you say, even saying the word judge or judgmental, it has a heavy, harsher energy. And I do use the word when I am being a brat, because I am sometimes, right?
I think we're all allowed.
Well, it's kind of fun, right? That's why we get to be human. But when I'm observing or making an opinion, I like to say discerning, because did you know that when you meet someone, you go through all your chakras to find out information from them? You start at your root, so you might ask them where they live,
mm-hmm.
what they do, and then you move up to see if they're in alignment with you. We also, when we meet someone, we immediately, like, we ask the questions, but we're already scanning. We already know those answers. We usually know in the first few seconds of meeting someone if they're kind of in alignment with us or not, correct?
Yeah.
And then we go through the questions just to validate and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not judging. That is discerning to see if they are in alignment. If you have, you know, someone that maybe you have a soul contract with and they're going to have a relationship, or if it's someone that you're just saying hi to and moving on.
Right. And didn't you say you had a little bit of an experience in a group that you're in?
Yeah. Someone in the group posted this question: how do you define spiritual arrogance? And I might not have it quite right, but this was the gist of it. And I sort of giggled because it came across as a very strange thing to say. And so I thought, how would I define it? And then I really got a good look at myself, because if I'm saying that someone is spiritually arrogant, and I have had this conversation with my husband, I say it, it's because I don't like them. And I completely mean it as a slam. If I'm calling someone spiritually arrogant, it's not because I'm being nice, not even a little bit.
But you recognize that about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was funny because a lot of people were answering and they were trying to figure out what it would mean to them. And I was like, whoa, what it means to me is kind of harsh. But you know what? I can own it because it is mine. So I said it. A few people kind of went, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I do that. So, I mean, it went over sort of well and sort of not.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my stuff.
But see, sometimes when we recognize our own, like you said, shadow places of ourselves, sometimes in voicing it, it forces other people to kind of take a look in the mirror too. And there are a lot of people that don't like that. They don't like to have to face their own issues or problems or downfalls or negative aspects or any of that. It's so much easier to project anything negative about yourself onto somebody else and make it their problem and they're the reason, and you're always like the victim or innocent or your hands are clean or whatever, however you want to word it, you know?
Right. Well, and I really think that the person that brought up this topic probably had someone that they thought was spiritually arrogant and just wanted either clarity, or maybe someone called them spiritually arrogant. I'm not sure. I just knew what it meant for me, and it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
It was interesting for me, though. Because you know what? Sometimes I could see where I wouldn't say anything. Because what I have to say makes myself look bad. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I worry what other people will think of me. And then sometimes
I've been there.
Go ahead and say it.
I think it depends on how feisty we're feeling that day, right?
How
or how sassy. Yeah. If we have our sassy pants on or not.
Yes.
Go ahead.
How about online, though? Because you can pretty much say anything online, right? It's
right.
Either a great place to be or a not-so-great place to be.
Right. And I always know I'm feeling extra sassy that day if I'm, at work or just around a challenging group of people and I find an opportunity to release a little sass, and I take it without hesitation. Those days are always my favorite.
Absolutely. I do know that the last week, because working, getting tidbits for the show, I could really notice my own reactions and where, if I'm judging also with an intention to make myself feel better, it feels a lot heavier than when I'm judging to form an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels heavier in my body. I don't know if you guys experience that.
I do. I can understand what you're saying.
Then I would catch my husband doing it. But I didn't say anything, actually. Because he's, he wasn't getting ready for a radio show. He didn't need to know right now.
So,
I did say one thing. I can't remember what he said, and it was kind of a blanket thing, and I'm like, hey, that's an example of being judgmental.
And I think we encounter judgmental people a lot, right? I mean, I think it's almost like a natural instinct or a natural response from most people is to just be judgmental without even realizing that they're doing it.
I think so, and because some of it's, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's just like a saying. Like, it just
mm-hmm.
kind of pops out of their mouth as a, oh, well, this guy says that they heard it somewhere. I can't even remember what it was about. It was about, like, a group of people. Well, that's what their coworkers say about them or something. And it was like, I'm having trouble finding the words to describe what I mean. Just one of those things that people say, and you hear it quite often, and it's kind of a rash, not even rash, it's just like a blanket judgment. And it just seems to roll off people's tongue, and they don't even realize what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what word you're looking for either, but I know what you're saying.
The speaker I saw today,
what you're
she
saying.
Was having trouble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes I think we just pop these things out without even realizing what we're actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a socially acceptable thing to say.
Right, isn't necessarily. I think people just have finally come to accept certain things because they hear them so much.
Yeah. That's true.
But I think you said something that I thought was very interesting and was a really, really good way to tell when you're being opinionated and when you're being judgmental. Some of the stuff you looked up, you said that, it had said, when we have an opinion with a charge to it,
yes.
When our opinion is fueled with emotion like anger or agitation, then the opinion is most likely a judgment. We're making someone wrong and we're being judgmental. And I think that's a really, really key thing to notice within ourselves when we're feeling that gut reaction of something, and you don't know if you're being judgmental or opinionated, it's a really good way to figure that out. Where is that coming from? Are you mad and that's where these thoughts are coming from? Are you frustrated with the person? Are you agitated with the situation? Because, like this said, then most likely you're being judgmental as opposed to opinionated. So try to pull back and take that emotion out of it. And then see how you feel, because for a couple of reasons. One, now it becomes just an opinion, and two, you're
right.
able to relay what you're trying to say much easier, much better, and it's going to be received a lot nicer because you're not coming at them in a judgmental manner. Your own energy has softened a little bit, so you're much easier to accept whatever
right.
words you have to say.
And it also gives you an opportunity to learn something about yourself.
Right. I think that's so important.
Because in some of the stuff I found, one of the things they said is most of the time, being judgmental is about being right.
And I completely agree with that. And I read something somewhere that it said something along the lines of having to be right all the time, or if you are trying to proving yourself right is also proving someone else to be wrong. So you have
right.
to stop and think about that. Like, you don't have to be right in every situation, because then you are essentially making someone else wrong or in the wrong. And how do you feel when you're wrong or someone else points out that you're wrong? It's not a good feeling, you know?
No.
So try and think, that's another way to think about things, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And what's right or wrong to you may not be the same to somebody else. So trying to force
yeah.
your beliefs on them or your understandings, like force on them, not a discussion where you each relay your information. You're trying to force something on them so that you're right and they'll agree with you. That's being judgmental. That's not being understanding or open-minded.
Right, and that kind of brings us back to the whole Heavenly Helpers posting thing, because it completely felt like he was pushing his ideas and his truth, and he was making himself right. He wanted someone to agree with him
right.
so that he was right. And in my world, he's not right, so I wasn't going to agree with him, but I also didn't seek out, and neither did you, to prove him wrong, just to simply state where we both come from, which I think we both handled that situation very maturely.
Yeah.
For two girls with, you know, a wide array of sassy pants, we handled that very
mature. True. There's time and a place for
us.
Sassy pants. And then, when I was also doing this research, because I was just thinking that judging and being judgmental, I just had, like, a really bad attitude towards it all that, you know, was something maybe I need to look at and change and work on. But developing good judgment is a good thing, right?
Right.
Because that way we can make decisions, informed decisions, considered decisions. And it's different than being judgmental.
And it helps you to, I think, from a personal standpoint, it helps you to stay in a more positive light within yourself and keep a positive mindset for yourself, because you're not looking for the negative in somebody else. You're not trying to prove someone wrong to make yourself right. You're not pointing out someone else's downfalls. You're not, you know, you're,
right.
instead of, you know, I'll use work for an example. Instead of saying, oh, my gosh, this person doesn't know this now, they're so dumb. You know, instead of saying that, step in and remember what it was like when it was your first month working for the company, you know. Remember
yeah.
that you didn't know much of that either to begin with. And then come from, okay, how they don't know this yet, what can I do to help them? You know, that has a completely different energy. You approach the person differently. You aren't mean to the person. You know what I mean? Like, it
yes.
changes the whole dynamic of any conversation you are about to have. And
I agree. I like that. Yes.
I think that it just helps overall, you know,
yes.
in every situation, be it work, your marriage, your friendships, anything. I think it just helps to be able to come from a place of good judgment than bad judgment.
Mm-hmm. And examine your own intentions with it.
Right. I think that's a huge thing, is to kind of check yourself and realize where it's coming from, you know,
mm-hmm.
what what is the driving force behind your feelings or your thoughts or your opinions or your agitations or whatever it is going on, you know?
Yes. And don't you also find that when you're with certain groups of people, the group dynamic will affect the things you say? You
yes.
can be with a group of people and be extremely judgmental. You
mm-hmm.
can be with a different group of people and be more open-minded. Like, we have to be aware of those kind of energies, I think, too. It's easy to fall into that trap.
Oh, completely.
I get sucked in. And then I go and I look at what I'm saying and what I'm doing. I'm like, whoa, what is this about? That's not what I really think or feel. Why am I saying and going along with these things to keep the peace or to fit in? No, I need to
step back. For me, I tend to go to humor in a lot of situations. So I'll get mistaken a lot of times because I'll say something that is just funny. You know, there's a lot of times I run into situations where it's like, man, I've got a good little one-liner that I can't pass up. And a lot of times, you know, there's that whole saying that there's truth in kidding. And for me,
right.
that's really not the case. Like, I'm literally coming from this really goofy line. One-liner just popped in the top of my head, and I'm just going to say it because it's funny and it's something that would make me laugh. And so a lot of times I'm mistaken for being mean or judgmental or whatever because I'm saying something crazy. But it's really honestly like a joking manner, 100%. But like it's not always taken that way. So, I mean,
right.
I just got distracted because I noticed you asked about the chakra cleanse. And that's funny because I was just thinking I need to ask her if she wants to do that tonight.
Yes. So before I do the chakra cleanse, I want to tell everybody that, yeah, this was an interesting show. It's so interesting. Actually, I had double the information, but we're going to do it next time on mirroring because I find that fascinating. An example would be the former friend who modeled her business after me, how that triggered me and that mirrored something back at me that I needed to say a thank you to somebody else. We're going to talk about things like that, how to recognize those, how to know when you're being triggered, because mirroring isn't just the bad things, right? It's the good things, and sometimes it's not what you think.
Right. There was a lot of it that I wasn't aware of and not what I thought.
Yes, it's fascinating. Okay, let's do the chakra cleanse. Okay.
Okay.
Feet flat on the floor. Everybody give yourself a nice breath. And out. You're going to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with the Earth. Nice breath in and out. Now, we're going to imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots on the bottom of your feet. Those white balls of light are going to travel up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Higher, up past your knees, into your thighs, and then both balls of white light are going to join together at your pelvis, which is where your root chakra is. Now imagine or visualize this root chakra as a ball of red light, about the size of a baseball. It may look cloudy or dirty. It may be larger or it may be very small. But we're going to spin it and clear all the energy until it's bright, shiny red and about the size of a baseball. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Okay. you visualized it out in front of you, just pop that back into your body. You can visualize it out in front of you or in your body. Either way works. There is no way to do this wrong. If you're having any troubles, I've sent Archangel Raphael to help you. And meanwhile, he vacuums away all the dirt and cruddy energies. Now we're moving up to the orange chakra. Visualize or imagine this as an orange ball of light. And we're going to spin it until it's bright, shiny orange. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spinning, spinning. Great. Now that that orange ball is nice and shiny and sparkly, let's leave it and move up to the yellow chakra. Okay, let's spin that ball of yellow light till it's shiny, sparkly, clean, bright yellow. Spinning, spinning. That a little more. That's where our power is located. Fantastic. Okay, let's put that chakra back in. If you popped it out. Let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's shiny, bright, infused with sparkles green. If you're having trouble, ask Archangel Raphael to help you. Spinning, spinning. Great. Keep it spinning. Fantastic. All right. Now that that one's so shiny, bright, and infused with sparkles, let's leave it and move up to our throat chakra, the blue one. Let's spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny, bright, blue. I could use this one. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Great. Now that that one is so bright, bright and shiny, can't speak. Let's leave that one and move up to our third eye chakra, located in our foreheads. This one is the darker purple indigo color. We're going to spin it until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. Spin it a little bit more. Fantastic. Okay. Now that that one's nice and shiny, let's leave it and move up to our crown chakra. The very top of our heads. This one is a pale violet color. Let's spin that ball of light until it's bright and shiny, clean and sparkly. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. doing great. Fantastic. Okay, that one's nice and shiny. Now, I want you to visualize or imagine that ball of white light again, and you're going to move back into your body, back through your head, down past your throat, down through your chest, down through your tummy, split it off into two, down your legs, past your knees, down through your shins, through your ankles, and grounding you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Grounding, grounding, grounding. The way all the energies were tonight, I think we really need to ground. Great. Now bring your awareness just back to yourself, back to the room, and you're all cleansed and balanced. Yay!
Yay, we did need that.
That felt fantastic. All of them. Yeah, I don't know what's going on tonight with all the computer difficulties. We didn't even have that when Mercury was supposedly in retrograde, I think. I don't know. I never remember when it's in retrograde because my cycles are different than that. So thank you, everybody, for listening and everybody in the chat room. This was a bit of a heavy topic. The next one will do more chat interaction.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now I think we're way smarter.
I agree.
Now we'll know when we're doing it, so then we can make the decision to either stop or keep going, right?
Right.
Funny. Well, everybody have a wonderful evening. And
thanks for listening. All right, bye, Shannon.
Bye.